98.5 The Bull with Tig, and good morning to you, Daniel.
We're at that weird age, Tig, where it's hard to figure out how to dress. You don't want to dress too young. You don't want to dress too old. How do you pick out workout gear? Like, how do I make, I want to get some tennis shoes, but I also don't want to have that, you know, like dad New Balances. Mm. What do you have, just get a young person to go to the store with you?
Well, you say you don't want to be too young either, right?
Correct. Nor too old.
Why don't you Google pictures of, go home and Google pictures of men's feet.
I guess.
44-year-old men's feet.
Just like men's feet.
See what they're wearing. I don't know.
Like, how do you decide what to wear? Your wife go with what your wife buys you or what?
Yeah, mostly. I'm still stuck in 1998 with my fashion. Mm-hmm. And so I'm always appreciative when she goes and gets something for me or picks something out, because otherwise I would still be wearing like whatever was hot in the 90s.
Let me ask you this. One thing I'm having an issue with is what sock does the man wear with shorts and tennis shoes and an athletic sock?
Shorts? See, I thought you wear an ankle sock, or the one you can barely see. What is that called? The one you can barely see if you're wearing
ankle
a sock.
Ankle sock, I guess. But then there's the no-show, which that's not good. So you might be thinking about the ankle sock.
Okay. That's what I would prefer. I mean, certainly not any socks that go up to your...
You don't like the over-the-calf?
The calf. No, that's not... You can't do that.
I see young people, though, wearing the over-the-calf.
Well, maybe it's hot again.
With slides, by the way.
What's a slide? I don't know what that means.
The shoe you just slide into.
Oh.
It's almost like a sandal, but you slide in. Well, what am I asking you fashion advice for? Good point.
You know, how do you feel about Crocs?
I wear them.
So my son wears Crocs. Mm-hmm. And my wife bought him Crocs, and he likes the Crocs. And it's actually easy as a parenting thing, because you don't have to sit there and go like, please, like, tie your shirt on. Like, it's just easy. Right. And but he puts on socks first and puts them on one day. My wife was horrified. I mean, just horrified.
Why?
I have no idea. But Crocs and socks, I guess, can't go together. See, there's all these rules, so no wonder I try not to get involved in
that. Good morning, Daniel. It's
98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel, and our Sound of Moolah is coming up at 7:10 this morning. And Daniel, what is our jackpot up to now?
A whopping $1,300. If you'll look, I fixed all of your hotkeys yesterday. So now
that's audio
more
I can use over here on my side.
Just give them all a try right quick.
You want to do?
Normally, whenever somebody gets all the questions right in the bullfight, Tig has to go to YouTube and find the wedding march if they get them all right. Now, look, just hit it.
All right, so if you say something funny, I'll...
That's okay, a very
so
important
that's a
one.
Kaluga horn. If somebody gets all the questions right in the bullfight, I will play this, because you always got to propose to whoever got all the questions right. You made it a lot easier on
that. Yeah, look at that. What else? Is the losing horn back?
Yeah, this is if you miss a question.
Look at me, making life. I'm the wind beneath Tulsa and your wing yet
making
again.
Making life easier on me.
Well, but it is worth $1,300.
That's at 7:10 here on 98.5 The Bull. Welcome into Did You See? About 54 downtown right now, close to 70 today when all said and done. But you know that Oklahoma, we've got troops in Kosovo. And so did you know News on 6 sent Craig Day, who you see on television, and Reagan Ledbetter. They went over there. And this is a small clip from a series that you can catch at newson6.com as well. And here's Craig Day.
50 Oklahomans are in Kosovo.
Yeah, the group that we have here from Oklahoma is a stellar group of soldiers, and I'm very proud to be here with them.
The United States is part of a 27-nation NATO peacekeeping force. When Kosovo broke away from Serbia in the 90s, its ethnic Albanian population was subject to widespread brutality and violence from Serbian forces. NATO bombing campaign led by the U.S. ended the attacks and eventually led to Kosovo's independence, although Serbia still considers Kosovo a breakaway province.
The Kosovo Security Force is in charge of protecting geographic boundaries and sovereignty, but it only has about 10,000 active duty personnel and 5,000 reserves, so the role of NATO is critical.
Specialist Childers is an aviation student at Oklahoma State.
Hopefully I get to fly one of these one day.
He put his studies on hold to serve his country and works as an aircraft electrician.
Being here, I'm really showing the people what Oklahoma's all about, how good we are down in the South, and just the people here, they're beyond nice.
Yeah, so cool series there as Craig Day and Reagan Ledbetter, who we'll talk to him later on this morning. Reagan's going to come down and talk about his experience, because he went along with Craig Day as well. Check this out. Tulsa Mayor G.T. Bynum, he flew to New York City to see the Outsiders play.
I believe Leanne Taylor was out there too,
yeah,
right?
This is Leanne Taylor with kind of a review of the Outsiders play that's on Broadway. Daniel likes Broadway plays.
I certainly do.
So let's see what they think.
It was a packed house tonight here at the Jacobs Theater in New York City for the last preview night of the musical The Outsiders. And a majority of the folks here in this theater were from Tulsa, including Tulsa Mayor G.T. Bynum, who has a theater background back in the day. But I have to get a quick review because we just finished seeing the show.
Were incredible. The way they used the stage was really creative. And just overall, I think when Tulsans see this, you're going to be so proud that this is all based off a Tulsa student, S.E. Hinton, who wrote the original story. And that story has just become such a part of American culture in film and now right here on Broadway.
You could hear all the people in the background, so it was well attended.
So they didn't fly a microphone out there with them. How lucky. I wish I could have gone out there to cover that,
too. Yeah, pretty
cool. I love Broadway, and I also love that we have celebrity attractions here. You can go see all these kind of shows at TPAC, and I'm sure that one will make its way here eventually. S.E. Hinton, that wrote The Outsiders, is still alive. Did you know that?
I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Still in Tulsa?
I don't know if she's still here in Tulsa or not, but she is still around. Born here in Tulsa, 1948. Did you see this? McDonald's is debuting their first ever scented billboards. For now, they're only in the Netherlands. It's unclear if they're going to do it just as a stunt or they could be rolled out everywhere. Apparently, they loaded up the blank billboards with French fries and other McDonald's treats and let people sniff away.
Mm. McDonald's. You know it when you smell it. So we wondered, if people can recognize McDonald's by its delicious smell alone, what if we had nothing else on our billboards? Announcing the world's first billboard that smells like McDonald's. We simply used ventilators to subtly diffuse our iconic scent, strategically placed the billboards near restaurants, and then let the uncontrollable cravings begin.
Now McDonald's, from McDonald's.
Targeting thousands of noses across the Netherlands. It's the first billboard where the smell becomes the ad.
It's not going to work. It's ridiculous.
I saw a guy a couple days ago. He was just standing out in Tulsa smelling a sign.
Was he?
Yeah.
I don't think he was looking for fast food. I do remember scratch and sniff stickers. Do you remember those? Do they still have those, by the way? You have a young son. He's probably a prime sticker age. When I was a kid, a sticker used to be a big deal. Well, and now, to have a scratch and sniff was like a chef's kiss.
Well, you can go to the supermarket, and if you want to find out what the car scent smells like, you can scratch that little circle in the front.
That is an air freshener. But, yeah, but can you, does he ever have just a straight-up scratch?
I've never seen him have that,
We ought to bring those back. Did you see this? That Melrose Place is coming back with some of the original stars. Here's the theme. Are you of a time? Did you watch Melrose Place?
No. I knew of it.
The stars from the original are going to come back. Heather Locklear. Who's begging him to bring back Melrose Place?
Yeah, I don't know.
No word yet on the cast reboot and all that, or who it's going to be. No word yet on when we'll see it or when it's coming out, but it is eventually going to come out. Did you see this? Thieves in Southern California have stolen almost a dozen bronze streetlights. These are those historic, lights you see sometime, the posts. They're about 100 years old. They're partially made of bronze. Supposedly, each one could be worth a few $100 in scrap metal. Here's a public information officer talking about the theft.
It's sad that it's come to this. In the last 4 days alone, we've had 11 of them stolen. They're backing in vehicles or trucks, tying a chain around them, and literally just yanking them off out of the ground.
I mean, what's to solve all the problem with the scrap metal theft? Didn't we talk to, I think it was Barry from Snow's Furniture, and he's like, yeah, sometimes they'll break up, get on top of your roof, break into your air conditioner, do about $2,000 worth of damage for $30 worth of copper.
Yeah, it sucks.
How frustrating. What are you supposed to do?
Absolutely. I don't know, man. I mean, unless you want to hire a guard, I guess we just got to hope, keep our fingers crossed they don't come after us.
A good, honest way to make money. The Sound of Moolah coming up at 7:10. What, about 40 minutes away? You could win $1,300.
That's all this morning here on 98.5 The Bull.
98.5 The Bull Weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
The sound of Moolah is up at 7:10, so not that far away from now. You guess that sound, $1,300 on the line this morning. It's 98.5 The Bull with Tiger and Daniel. Good morning to you, Daniel.
Oh, good grief. I wake up this morning and see that old Tiger Rogers, old gone viral.
I did.
Viral Tig. I didn't know you were trying to be an influencer, but I guess you are. We made a TikTok yesterday. There's a picture booth here at work where it's just for work. It's not anything that's going to be published or anything like that, but it's a booth you have to come up to for the company directory. It'll only be used in-house. And
yeah,
you have to,
so if you want to know who somebody is, they'll have a picture and their job title and our little directory.
Yeah, the company directory. So if you just you have to walk up to the booth and you hit start and it starts counting down and you have to smile, it has a white background, and have your picture taken. The problem is this device, there's no way to get a good picture from it. I took at least 20, 30 pictures. Mm-hmm. Wasn't really happy with mine. So I started going around asking everybody, how did your picture turn out? They said, man, that's hard to get a good picture with that thing. They think it's too much light. The white background is just straight on. It's right in your face. Very difficult. So I came in here and I warned you. I said, man, that's hard to...
Because you did it first, and I was going to do it later in the day, and you were warning me, like, Tig, you're not going to get a good picture.
I said, I got a video you doing this, because it's impossible to get a good picture. And was I right, or was I right?
Yeah, before you play this, you're going to play the audio of this video. Daniel, it's not that he doesn't laugh a lot, but when he really laughs, it must have been really, really, really funny. When he laughs out loud.
I was delighted.
And you're dying, because... You're seeing the pictures that are coming out of this machine taken of me.
Well, because you don't, I knew that was going to be bad pictures. You don't look that bad.
Well, thank you.
But the pictures, just awful.
So this is
From the Bull TikTok. You can follow the Bull Tulsa on TikTok. Watch and follow. And this is a clip from the TikTok. Audio plays.
Of me trying to take a picture. Yes. Yeah.
Got to make his picture for work in this horrid photo booth here. Nothing you can do is going to be a good picture. All right, get ready here. Here's how he looks.
I got to come down. I don't like that chin thing it's got there.
All right, so give it a smile. It's a video. Go.
Okay, I'm going. Shut up.
All right, he's ready. You think it's going to look good?
How do you fix that?
There's nothing you can do. I told you. Get ready. And all right.
Yeah, you got the option of saving or deleting.
Come on.
Well, they're really doing it now.
Okay, yeah. Get ready. I told you it's awful. There's
is
no
there a
fix.
Way to like move this thing back? I mean, why is it in
no,
our
you
face?
Can't touch it. All right, do it again.
All right.
One last time.
Dude, that's like.
I told you.
It makes you look like you're sick.
Hurry up. Ready?
All right.
Okay, so you look like.
Second picture.
It's so
you were delighted
bad.
By
you,
it.
You don't understand without actually seeing the pictures there.
Of how bad it is.
What do you think it is?
Maybe look like a raccoon.
And, you know, I'm laughing like that hysterically. As again, you can see on the Bull Tulsa's TikTok page. I'm laughing just... But mine was just as bad.
Yeah.
Just as bad, man.
Yeah, and everybody felt like they had to retake their picture over and over, right?
Alan Crone, News on 6, he was down here. He gathered around. He was shooting video. People were delighted to see you. I don't know what to make of it. People love you, but then they are delighted to see you in pain. You're like a sad clown.
That video is up, the Bull Tulsa. The Bull Tulsa.
No, let me just handle the... It's at the Bull Tulsa on TikTok.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Well, first of all, it's a TikTok.
TikTok.
To hear him, to be such a viral influencer, to hear you try to describe social media is very painful. You're like, go see that videotape on http://www.tiktok.app on your phone.
So the Bull Tulsa TikTok.
Did you show your son? He should be impressed at this age.
I didn't show anybody. I didn't look at social media.
Well, if he's going to be an influencer like you and go viral, he needs to start studying you.
I had to do homework with him. I wasn't going to show him TikTok.
You don't let him see one TikTok where you're going viral? I mean, when I say viral, it ain't, you know, it ain't billions, but it's about 2,000-3,000 views.
Yeah.
Do you feel different?
No.
You're probably going to get a, like a people be asking you to make TikToks for their businesses? Like, Wonderfully Maddie's a very popular social media influencer around here.
Yeah, if they pay me, I'll do whatever they say.
Well, listen, these folks make a lot of money.
All right, yeah.
Anyway, go see the TikTok. Follow us at The Bull Tulsa on TikTok.
It's 98.5 The Bull.
Oklahoma, broadcasting live from the Country Radio Central Command Center in the center of the universe. KVOO-FM Tulsa. Today's hot country, 98.5 The Bull.
We're kind of honoring the latest viral sensation this morning, Tig, who on The Bull Tulsa's TikTok overnight kind of blew up, went a little viral. I'm not saying hundreds of thousands of views, but thousands. And you know who else kind of went viral back on Vine back in the day? You might have remember. You remember Vine?
Yeah, it was one of those, right? Yeah, almost early TikTok or something.
You say that, but how long was a Vine? We must remember that Vines were only
allowed to be like 10 seconds,
six or seven seconds long. Ago. And the artist that comes to mind, Luke Combs. I've got a quick compilation here of some of his Vines. These are 6-second clips, and I think this is what kind of got him kicked off.
I'm carrying your love with me. West Virginia down to Tennessee. It was Jesus saved me. Blue jean, baby. Born in USA. Girl, you got to be right. Killing in your Levi's. Top on your love. It's got me buzzing like a street light. I'm hard to love. Hard to love. No, I don't make it easy. You got a fast car. Now I want a ticket to anywhere.
So now you see, like, his career got kicked off with Vine. Do you think that you going viral on The Bull Tulsa's TikTok, which you should go follow right now and see this video of Ty getting his picture made yesterday, is sweeping the nation? Mm-hmm. I mean, you're as famous as the Chick-fil-A girl.
What's a Chick-fil-A girl?
See, that's what's adorable about you. You don't have any idea what's going on. It's so good doing a show with a guy that has no idea what's happening in pop culture at all. But you're going as viral as Luke Combs. Please give us a statement.
I do this for you guys.
You do it for America.
Yeah.
You've got to go see Ty getting his picture made on TikTok at The Bull Tulsa.
This is like the most I've heard Daniel laugh in like a year.
This is the funnest you've been in a decade.
This guy saw, you know, you go to a photo booth and you see the photo immediately after, and he zooms in on the photo that was resulted from me standing there, and he's about to wet his pants.
I thought it was funny. Alan Crone, it attracted him. He came over to his own little video.
Yeah.
You know, he's trying to be an influencer, too. Not going to happen.
Alan Crone.
Now we got viral star Tiger Rogers over here.
All right, so how do we see that?
Follow The Bull Tulsa on TikTok. There might be a little hint about the sound of moolah in there, too. I ain't saying there ain't. Or is.
Oh, because we got the sound of moolah coming up in 7 minutes. It's worth $1,300.
Ooh-wee. That'd be a good way to start the week, wouldn't it? End the week, I mean.
What do you say? Ooh-wee.
It's time to win cash with Tig and Daniel and the sound of moolah on 98.5 The Bull.
Tig, we've got Blake on the phone. He's a lineman. I was trying to relate to Blake, trying to talk about electricity and things like that. I'm not very manly, Blake. What are you guys running, about 270 volts?
You do what?
I don't know. I'm just trying to make a... My brother-in-law is a lineman in Alabama, and he knows about all this stuff. So what are those lines run, about 270 volts?
Well, the main lines are about 7620.
Yeah, you're probably running about a 429 up there too, right?
He's just making stuff up.
The wire gauge?
Yeah.
Right?
The wire gauge?
Yeah, yeah. Y'all probably... that's probably about a 970, isn't it?
Yeah, that's pretty close.
There you go. Thank you, Blake. Thank you for trying to make me feel manly.
I feel like a real man.
Yeah, Blake, what would you do with $1,300 if you won it?
I would just pay some bills.
Pay some bills, all right. Well, Tig's going to play this sound for you, Blake.
In 3, 2, 1, here it is. One more time.
All right, Blake, you heard the sound. Are you prepared to guess the sound of moolah?
Yep.
Blake, what is your guess play?
Like dropping a spoon or a utensil on a countertop.
Is it dropping a spoon on a countertop? I'm sorry, Blake, that is incorrect. That's bad news, Blake. But the good news is now we add another $50 to the jackpot. Now it's worth $1,350. That's at 810. What kind of meters you put up on the poles?
We put those on the house.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
Weatherhead, right?
Well, Blake, good guess. I mean, I still don't know what this is. And I probably, when he said spoon on a, like a granite countertop, I go, oh, boy, we might have a winner. But we continue on at $1,350. Our next Sound of Moolah chance is less than an hour away. And, Blake, you're still qualified if you can get back through, all right?
Blake, give us three numbers and an animal.
It'll be 98.5, the horse.
Dadgummit.
98.5, the bull with Ty Gadino. Not that far away from our 7:40 bullfight this morning. We're winning tickets for
Sugarland and Little Big Town at the BOK Center in November. Yesterday, was it for the bullfight or was it for the Sound of Moolah? We had a lady that worked down in Jinx at a doctor's office. And mm-hmm. She said, we've got a couple of different doctors in here. And I was like, well, you know, how are they? Which one is the best? She said, I don't know which one's the best, but I will say one is pretty quick.
Like they don't spend a lot of time with you.
The doctor's good, but the doctor just doesn't spend a ton of time with you. Fast doctor. The other's very in-depth. Takes a little bit of time with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to wondering, which doctor do you prefer? Now, let me make my case for the fast one. You're not gonna have to wait a long time in the waiting room. You know what I'm saying? They're going to get you in. They're going to get you out. The in-depth doctor, probably going to dig a little bit more, but you're going to be sitting there waiting a long time.
Because they're spending time with other people, too.
Right. Yeah. So, in your opinion, would you rather have the fast doctor or the in-depth doctor?
In-depth doctor.
You think so?
Without a question.
Why is that now?
I've been to doctors before, and I was very concerned about some things, and they rushed through it and, like, almost blew off my concerns. And it led to me having to go to, like, get an ultrasound and then other things.
Wait, you had an issue that resulted in you having to go to an ultrasound and the doctor just glazed past it?
Yeah, and I was like kind of like arguing with her. I said, I don't think I need an ultrasound, you know, but she's like, no. And then she left and it turned out to be like I didn't even need that thing. And it just turned it, you know what, I had shingles in the end.
Golly, you're disgusting.
Yeah, and they couldn't find it because she didn't spend any time with me. And I went to the, I,
why would you need an ultrasound for shingles?
I don't know. Like, but she just wouldn't spend any time with me. I said, listen, my hip hurts like real bad. And she goes, well, I'll just get an ultrasound. And because I don't know what's going on with you. And then she left the room. And I go, okay, I get an ultrasound. They don't see anything. Mm-hmm. And fast forward to, I go to the dermatologist for my annual appointment. And he goes, do you have any moles or anything you're worried about? I said, I don't think so. And he looks down and he goes, you know, you have shingles, right?
Ugh.
Like the lady didn't spend any time and she could have caught that.
Right. See, I don't know. I want a little bit of in-depth, but I'm not one to wait in the waiting room for an hour and a half past. You know, I've changed doctors before just on parking alone.
Really?
This was in Nashville.
You risk your life over parking?
I didn't like the parking situation, so I changed doctors. So I wanted to hear from you this morning, 918-879-9898. Would you rather have the fast doctor that kind of gets you in and out, or are you like Tig, you want the in-depth doctor?
Mm-hmm.
How much time do you want him to spend with you, Tig?
As much time as I need to kind of quell my concerns about my health, you know, to really talk about it, ask questions. For me to learn something, too, about it. Like, why it probably isn't this or that, you know, that kind of stuff. I don't like the rushing.
Gosh, this is the worst part of getting older is the choosing of the doctors and the trying to decide, do you want the man or the woman doctor?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want the, you know, it seems like everything is, because you want to get, like, a doctor that's not older than you so that maybe they will also grow up with you and kind of,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, when is it that ageism and sexism and all that comes into play and it's, like, normal and okay to do that as far as picking out a doctor? Do you know what I'm saying? You could never, like, bring in job applicants and go, I don't think I want you. You're a lady. Or I don't think I want you. You're a man. Or you're too old. You're too young.
Well, let's take your calls. Would you rather have a fast doctor or somebody who sits there and answers questions with you?
But then you're going to be waiting in the waiting room longer.
But you got to wait. 918-879-9898.
98.5 The Bull Weather, provided by Community Care. your locally owned health plan.
About 4 minutes away from the bullfight. What are we playing for today, Daniel?
Tickets to see Little Big Town and Sugarland.
Well, that's in just moments. But Daniel had a question about doctors. He said, would you rather have the doctor that's quick or the one that spends a lot of time with you?
Now, the reason I was wondering about the one that's quick is because they're going to get you in and out. You know, you're not going to be stuck in that waiting room. I hate sitting in a waiting room, don't you?
Yeah, it's the worst.
It really is. And your appointment is at 10 and then 11:30. You know, then they're just now calling you back. So that's why I wondered, would you rather have quick or somebody that's like thorough, but you're going to be waiting a little longer?
Hey, good morning. Who's this?
This is Mackenzie.
Mackenzie, would you rather have a fast doctor or a in-depth doctor?
In-depth. So I work in pediatrics, and we have doctors, like our doctors see around 25 patients a day, but there's doctors who see, not in our health system, like 60 kids a day. Ooh. And it's almost negligent, you know? You kind of are just looking at them going, yep, they're alive and breathing, you're good. Whereas a doctor that spends more time with you, they might catch something that the parents don't notice, or an adult primary care that you might not even notice is a big deal.
Yeah, I kind of agree, because like the fast doctor is also booking more patients, right? Are they just doing a money grab? What is that?
There is a tier, like you have to hit a certain amount of patients per month, depending on where you work and how your, you know, how your system works. But I don't think more of it's a money grab. You know, doctors that have a lot of patients in their panel, some doctors have thousands of patients that are their patients. So they're trying to get all of them in and fit everything in.
Yeah, I've heard that. I actually have a buddy in the medical field, and he said, well, and I said, which doctor would you recommend? And he said, Dr. A has 300 patients, and Dr. B has 5,000 patients. So I would go to Dr. A.
Dr. A. All right, you know? That's one for in-depth.
All right, thank you for the call.
Yeah, of course.
Hey, it's Tyga. Daniel, what's your name?
My name is Michaela.
Michaela, you want a fast doctor or in-depth doctor?
Yes. I want my primary care to be quick because it's usually a small problem, head cold, something, in and out. If I have a specialty, I want to know all the details about it.
So it depends on who she's seeing.
That makes sense, I guess.
I also work in the medical field.
Oh, I see. Well, do ladies prefer ladies doctors, or is a dude okay with you? Like, how do y'all feel about all that?
I think when I was a teen, I cared about it, but as I've gotten older, I don't care.
So,
she's giving up.
Do you think, like, for men, like for us, Tyga and I, we're men. Do you think a man doctor would be better for us or a lady doctor?
It's preference. I've had some that care, some that don't. It also depends on what specialty you're going to see also.
This is just like a general practitioner.
Typically for PCPs, I've found that men tend to be a little bit more understanding on some things.
Oh.
But you ladies don't know what it's like to have a complex body like us men.
Sure. We'll pray for you and bless your heart.
Yeah, you guys don't understand.
Why are you so stupid, Dan?
What do you mean?
We have a higher pain tolerance. We can put up with a lot of crap.
I will say that. I mean, like, I can't believe.
From our spouses and from our doctors.
Yeah, I can't believe what, I mean, just, I don't want to get into it, but, like, the pain tolerance of a lady is unbelievable. Meanwhile, I get a sniffle. And I'm, like, in the corner, like, crying.
So. Oh, we know.
Well, I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Bye.
All right. It's time now for the 98.5 The Bull Fight. We'll get two people on the line. They will play a trivia contest head-to-head. The victor wins tickets to see Sugarland and Little Big Town at the BOK Center in November.
What are we playing today, Daniel?
Today, we'll play a quiz about money cliches. Okay. You'll fill in the blanks on these cliches about money.
918-879-9898. 918-879-9898. Looking for you, caller number 9. Looking for you, caller number 10. Good morning, Tulsa. May see a high around 70 today. Haley Zimmerman on 98.5. This is where it's... All right, Daniel, the bullfight. We got two contestants on the line. We're playing for Sugarland, Little Big Town.
That's right. Let me first introduce you to Tracy. You should know Tracy. She writes on our Facebook page all the time. She's been listening since we've gotten here. Tracy, you say you raise Jack Russell Terriers. You also have a ranch.
Yes, sir.
And What do you do with these Jack Russell Terriers?
I raise them special puppies for special people.
Hey, now. Special puppies for special people.
Nice little slogan. Yeah.
That's a good slogan. All right. Well, if you will, turn down your radio, Tracy. Krista, you say you carry the mail. You're a mail delivery person.
Yes.
How often do you have to drop off that Adam and Eve catalog to Tig's house?
I don't carry it his house.
Oh, okay.
I've cut back.
Who delivers your Adam and Eve, Stugs?
I got a guy.
You got a hand-delivered
Somebody's
messenger.
Somebody's on speakerphone.
I know. Who's on speakerphone? We'll turn this radio station right around.
Yeah.
Not me.
Not me.
Okay,
well, listen, somebody, hold on. Somebody is. I'm going to get to the bottom of this. Who's got their radio up, and who's causing that echo?
I'm in the kitchen. The radio's on the other end of the house.
Uh-huh. Something's up here.
All right,
you can hear now?
Here we go.
Hang on. I'm going to make sure this is an order, Tig. This is a big deal here. This is for Little Big Town in Sugarland. Okay, the echo seems to have subsided for a second here. All right, guys, today's quiz, money cliches. You'll fill in these blanks about money. We will start with Tracy. The cliche. Money doesn't grow on blanks.
Trees.
Trees is correct. Krista. The rich keep getting blank.
I don't know.
Help her out, Tig.
The rich keep getting, and this just happened. They released the new Forbes list. And Taylor Swift is now a billionaire.
Oh, wow.
The rich keep getting richer.
The rich keep getting richer. All right.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Tracy. Money makes the world go blank.
Around.
Is somebody doing dishes? What is going
somebody
on?
Fell down or something. It sounds like if those two criminals on Home Alone were trying to break into the house and do a phone call.
Like, what is that?
Somebody just fell down a flight of stairs. Krista. Krista, a blank for your thoughts.
A dollar.
A penny for your thoughts.
Uh-oh.
Tracy's taking the early lead. Tracy. Put your money where your blank is.
Mouth.
Mouth is correct. Krista, money is the root of all blank.
Evil.
Evil. Krista on the board. Two questions to go. Tracy, blank is money.
Time.
Time is correct. Krista. Money burning a hole in one's blank.
Pocket.
Pocket is correct. Tracy, final question for you. A nickel ain't worth a blank anymore.
Ain't worth a quarter.
The saying, the cliche, a nickel ain't worth a dime anymore.
Oh, okay.
Krista. Another blank, another dollar.
Another day.
That is correct. At the end of the 98.5 The Bullfight, Tracy has defeated Krista 4-3. Tracy, you've got a tough decision to make now. Are you going to hold on to these tickets to see Sugarland and Little Big Town at the BOK Center in November, or are you going to give them to Krista, the mail carrier? Krista, why should Tracy give you the tickets this morning?
Because I would love to take my daughters to that.
Oh. Krista would love to take her daughters. Even though it's only two tickets, she would have to make a terrible decision on which daughter to take. But Tracy.
If they're little enough, she can put them both in one seat.
Oh, really? Is that true?
I don't know. I'm making it up like y'all.
Oh, well.
Everybody's going to have a ticket.
Anyway, Tracy, what is your decision plays?
Let Krista take her daughter.
Get out of here. Are you kidding me?
Oh, awesome.
As much as Tracy tries to win tickets all the time, she gets through and she wins. And Tracy is a huge fan of 98.5 The Bull.
She's a saint.
Now she's giving away her tickets.
Oh, you are awesome, Tracy.
Wow, that is wild.
Well, y'all enjoy it.
Tracy, what's the name of your ranch, or where can we get a hold of if you want to get some of these Jack Russell Terriers? We'll let you plug your business really quick.
Coats of Many Colors, Jack Russell Terriers.
Coats of Many Colors, Jack Russell Terriers.
And we're on Facebook.
On Facebook, Coat of Many Colors, Jack Russell Terriers. Is that correct?
Thank you. Yes, sir.
That's Coats.
With a Z. Everything's with a Z. C-O-A-T-Z.
Coats of Many Colors.
So anytime an S, we put a Z.
Coats, yeah, everything with colors. A Z instead of an S. You got it.
Got it. All right, there we go. Well, look at that. It's very kind of you.
Take a look at them. You'll see some of the prettiest Jack Russells you've ever seen.
Some of the most beautiful and adorable Jack Russells at Coats of Many Colors on Facebook. And, guys, what a moment. Krista, thank Tracy one more time.
Thank you, Tracy, so much.
And you're very, very welcome. Y'all have a wonderful time.
You guys give me three numbers and an animal, please.
98.5 The Bull.
Well, Daniel, we're about 12 minutes away from a $1,300 sound of moolah. Goodness. How's it going? Good morning, Daniel.
You see how Matt is joining us? Do you see how nasty he was 1 second before he goes on the air and then goes on the air like nothing was going on?
He's a different person.
I know. He threw a little tyke tantrum.
He's still sick, but he's a different person.
I'm not sick.
Sick in the head. He's like, guys, 20 seconds, sir. 98.5 The Bull. Man. He went viral on TikTok overnight, and so the ego on this guy is crazy.
I've seen it in kids, but I've never seen it in a grown man.
Oh, my gosh. He's like that Dan Schneider from that
Quiet
on the Set video.
I should say Matt is one of our coworkers. He's joining us for a moment here.
Matt,
there you go. That's what he said.
Listen.
All true.
Tig on the Bull Tulsa's TikTok went viral overnight. We have a picture booth here, and the picture booth's just impossible to take a good picture with, and we had to all take pictures for the directory for the company. You also had to take your picture on this thing. How did yours turn out?
I just tried for the first time.
How did it look?
Sadly, I wear corrective lenses, and the lights have given me alien eyes, green alien eyes. So I think that's probably...
Well, the photo booth gave us the option to take the picture as many times as we wanted until we found one that was acceptable. Did you go through that? Or?
I've been over for about 25 minutes over there trying to...
It's a true story. Yeah. I took about 10 or 15. Yeah. Here's a clip from Tig's TikTok that went viral. You can see this at the Bull Tulsa on TikTok. Here's Tig attempting to get a decent photograph.
Tig's got to make his picture for work in this horrid photo booth here. Nothing you can do is going to be a good picture. All right, get ready here. Here's how he looks.
I got to come down. I don't like that shin thing. It's got
all right, so give us a smile.
It's too short.
It's a video. Go.
Okay, yep. I'm going. Shut up.
All right, he's ready? You think it's going to look good? Let me see.
The worst. He's laughing off picture.
How do you fix that?
There's nothing you can do. I told you. Get ready.
Attempts again later on to take another. You can't do anything to correct it, is the problem.
Dude, that's like.
I told you.
You have to duck.
Like you're sick.
Hurry up. Ready?
All right.
Okay, so you look like.
He's laughing at my second picture now.
It's brutal, but it's not your fault. It really isn't. Like, I would like to blame it on you.
Like in real life?
No. A photograph is just an exact representation of how you look.
Do you have jaundice in real life? Or
I mean, it looks like I'm a sick raccoon.
So I put that up on the Bull Tulsa's TikTok. It went viral overnight. He got my thousands of views. You have a young son. Did he wake up and was asking about Tig?
First thing
in the morning. He's just as famous as that Chick-fil-A lady.
He said, Dad, I'm sorry about your friend.
Oh my gosh! Now you're being cruel. See what happens when you go viral, Tig?
Yeah, everybody comes at you.
So in order, I think, to make you feel better, if you go on the Bull Tulsa's TikTok, if you find that TikTok and say a nice comment about Tig, a compliment. It's got to be a compliment.
Where's yours?
We're going to give you somebody will win tickets to Corey Kent, who's going to be at Kane's Ballroom in June. I'm basically bribing people to say nice things about
you. So if they go and just write a comment on the TikTok.
A nice comment.
and they're entered by that way to win the tickets.
Right.
Okay.
A nice compliment.
Okay. Is there a level? So if you're nicest, you get the tickets?
No, not necessarily nicest, but just don't be cruel. Because one time I went viral on TikTok too, and they were like, these comments.
He went viral, like million people viral.
Million views.
And he didn't even do anything. He wasn't being controversial, but people were like, hey, fat boy, and
they were like,
what a loser alcoholic and stuff.
They're like, fat loser, alcoholic.
I remember that.
I remember you could tell they were from different countries because somebody was like, nice job, bell end. And that means penis.
Yep. It does.
I know. And I'm like, well, what did I do?
Did you have to Google it?
Yeah, I should have done that at work. But if you go to the Bull Tulsa, follow us on TikTok, the Bull Tulsa, a nice comment about Tig on there.
Oh,
you'll be entered
kind
to win the Corey Kent tickets.
All right, there we go.
It's going to be at Kane's Ballroom in June.
TikTok. You could be at Kane's.
Mm-hmm.
Fall three.
We'll see you in a minute with the Sound of Moolah, which is up to $1,350 at this point. 7 minutes away. 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel. We now got a $1,400 jackpot for the Sound of Moolah at 9:10. Good morning, Daniel.
We've been talking about all morning how Tig has woken up. He's gone viral on TikTok at the Bull Tulsa. We did a video where he's trying to get his photograph made in a photo booth and just having a hard time.
Mm-hmm.
And I am delighted in how awful the picture is turning out. Bunch of views on TikTok. And we decided to, in honor of Tig kind of going viral, if you comment on this particular TikTok right now, the video of Tig trying to get his photo taken, you'll be entered to win one pair of tickets to one of the nights that Corey Kent is going to be at Kane's Ballroom. Mm. He's doing two shows, so these are very sought-after tickets. But here's the thing. When you comment on the TikTok, it's got to be a nice comment.
Because you went viral once, and it hurt your feelings that people were kind of mean to you.
They were being very mean.
So you're trying to take the opposite approach.
Right. So far, people have been commenting on this TikTok already. Again, you can see it at the Bull Tulsa. It's the one with Tig trying to get his picture taken. Brooke says, oh, that's a beautiful smile.
Oh.
Does it make you feel good or no?
Well, she's just trying to win tickets.
No, she means this. Chas_85 says, y'all are my favorite, and he looks great.
That's a lie.
Can't you receive a compliment, Tig? Do you like it when you try to compliment somebody and they go, oh, sometimes people say, hey, you need to learn how to take a compliment. So I want this next one you to be like, yes, I agree. Thank you. Kendra_Anderson183 says, looks handsome.
Thank you, Kendra.
Look at the ego on you, buddy. Logan is a bomb on TikTok says, me and my mom just heard this in the news today. Paige Williams says, great picture. Y'all are my favorite. Lindsay says, this is amazing. So there you go. Don't you feel better now? And you're going viral?
I feel like they're just doing it for tickets.
Well, who cares? You're still getting the compliment. Right. Everybody wins here. Because if you get to see the wonderful viral TikTok on the Bull Tulsa, you're receiving a compliment. They could be receiving Corey Kent tickets at Kane's Ballroom.
Good symbiotic relationship.
Mm-hmm. Not sure what that means, but you're right. Mm-hmm. What does symbiosis mean?
I would say, like, beneficial for both parties.
Everybody wins.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you feel better after receiving these compliments?
Yeah, I feel
no?
pretty good. I feel cute.
Uh-oh. Do you think you feel like you're as famous as that Chick-fil-A lady?
I don't know who that is, so yes.
What do you look at on TikTok if you don't see the most popular?
I like to see TikToks where they're fixing stuff, and so I don't know the Chick-fil-A lady.
Chick-fil-A lady. That's not bad.
It's 98.5 The Bull, so we'll see you on TikTok. The Bull Tulsa.
On TikTok, it's got to be a nice comment about Tig on that TikTok, and you'll be entered to win tickets to see Corey Kent at Kane's Ballroom.
See you in a minute.
98.5 The Bull weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
Well, Daniel, we have a special guest coming down for our Sound of Moolah that's coming up at 9:10. We're at how much money is the jackpot at now?
What is it now, $1,400? Ooh-wee.
You guys know Reagan Ledbetter? He's on News on 6 all the time.
I want some updates from Reagan Ledbetter. I know he's done that story with Craig Day. They went to Kosovo.
Yeah, can I play a little clip of that?
Yeah, please.
Craig Day. And so not only is Reagan coming down to hang out with us for the sound, but he's also going to tell us about his trip to Kosovo to visit Oklahoma troops that are stationed over there.
50 Oklahomans are in Kosovo.
Yeah, the group that we have here from Oklahoma is a stellar group of soldiers, and I'm very proud to be here with them.
The United States is part of a 27-nation NATO peacekeeping force. When Kosovo broke away from Serbia in the 90s, its ethnic Albanian population was subject to widespread brutality and violence from Serbian forces. NATO bombing campaign led by the U.S. ended the attacks and eventually led to Kosovo's independence, although Serbia still considers Kosovo a breakaway province.
The Kosovo Security Force is in charge of protecting geographic boundaries and sovereignty, but it only has about 10,000 active duty personnel and 5,000 reserves, so the role of NATO is critical.
Specialist Childers is an aviation student at Oklahoma State.
Hopefully I get to fly one of these one day.
He put his studies on hold to serve his country and works as an aircraft electrician.
Being here, I'm really showing the people what Oklahoma is all about, how good we are down in the South, and just the people here, they're beyond nice.
So, cool story. And we will have Reagan Ledbetter down. He went with Craig Day over to Kosovo.
Yeah, he'll tell us where we can see that special report. I also want to get an update on him. He told me he revealed earlier this year that he doesn't know how to swim.
Oh, that's right.
You have Reagan a neighbor. Ledbetter. Yeah, you have a neighbor that does swimming lessons, teaches babies.
Mm-hmm. But she could probably teach him.
And I was like, I think she could probably teach Reagan Ledbetter how to swim. I want to know if he's learned how to swim. We'll get his take on Tig's TikTok that's gone viral on the Bull Tulsa. By the way, Tig, the compliments are coming in.
Are they?
They really are. We had said that if you go comment on that TikTok, you'll be entered to win tickets to see Corey Kent at Kane's Ballroom, one of his shows in June. And, man, people are really – you know what? Somebody said, I wish I had my eclipse glasses. I had kept those because of how white your teeth are. So you've got a lot of compliments coming in. That's a beautiful smile.
What Daniel's referencing, if you're just joining us, you can win Corey Kent tickets if you go to the Bull Tulsa TikTok, where I'm trying to take a photo in a photo booth and I suck at it.
But you have to, it has to be a nice compliment.
Okay. All right. So we'll see how that goes. Otherwise, business as usual. Check us out TikTok, the Bull Tulsa, and we'll see you at 9:10 with that $1,400 Sound of Moolah, 98.5 The Bull. Sweet. Good morning. It's Tig and Daniel. 9:10. We got, how much money is the jackpot up to for the Sound of Moolah now?
What is it now? It's up to, excuse me, out of the yawn, right on the right into the microphone. $1,400, Tig. $1,400. I know, I think it was yesterday, I promise, no more eclipse stories. But I can't help myself. I've got one more here. One more and that'll be it. How about that?
All right, and then we're calling
the final eclipse story.
An eclipse truce.
Right, just
ceasefire.
Give me that drum roll.
Okay.
Here is your final eclipse story for 20-something years. A retired science teacher in Rochester, New York, in the news after 100 of his former students showed up to watch the eclipse with him on Monday. Here is Patrick talking about his plans to see the eclipse with past students and what it meant to him.
I said, hey, why don't you circle this April 8th, 2024 eclipse? And you know what? We're going to get together on it. And my kids looked at me like I was crazy. When I had these kids, they were ninth graders. I have a lot of gratitude now that this eclipse is supporting the fact that there's reunions happening. There's people sharing stories and they're reconnecting with each other. It's beautiful.
Can you believe that 100 of these students?
You messed up the whole story.
How did I mess it up?
They made that deal in 1978.
That's what I said.
No, you didn't.
So a retired science teacher in Rochester, New York, is in the news after 100 of his former students showed up to watch the eclipse with him on Monday.
A deal they made in 1978.
Right.
So it wasn't like they made it last year. In 1978, they saw an eclipse coming. That's the story.
Yeah.
What are you doing? So he had ninth graders in 1978, and they all made a deal that if they made it to 2024, they would watch the eclipse together, and 100 students from 1978 showed up.
How do you write down something in 1978 and hold on to that paper and remember it all this time? I'm sure this is somebody wanted to comment on the story.
I seriously doubt it.
I do, too, but let's just take it anyway. Hey, it's Tig and Daniel. Who's this? You wanted to comment on the beautiful story about the teacher and the eclipse, right?
Actually, I was going to see if I could guess the secret or the money moolah thing.
But what did you think about the beautiful story about all the students in 1978? They promised they would watch the eclipse. Please turn that down. You're messing up my eclipse story, my final eclipse story. She will not turn it down. Here it goes. What's your name?
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
And what were your thoughts when you heard the story? Okay, we're going to let you go. Bye-bye. See you now. I can't do it. Yeah, how did they even write that down and remember it? 100 students. That's not one or two students. That's 100 of them showing up.
Yeah, that was pretty special. So all the way from 1978, I guess you and I, Daniel keeps making this deal with Alan Crone that you want to watch the eclipse.
All three of us together.
The next one's in 24 years.
So me and Alan are going to meet each other on your grave and watch the eclipse.
Thanks,
in 20 years.
98.5 The Bull Weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
Daniel, we're coming in hot on that Sound of Moolah, 10 minutes away. It's 98.5 The Bull, and we have a special guest with us who's going to participate in the Sound of Moolah. He says he's listening to it, and he doesn't know what it is either. Reagan Ledbetter. You know Reagan Ledbetter from watching your color televisions at News on 6. And good morning, Reagan. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling good, man. Got the coffee in my system. Went to the gym this morning, so, yep, we're doing good.
This animal goes to gym before work.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, usually you guys call me when I do these segments, and I'm, like, at the gym or leaving the gym. So it's good to be actually in studio.
I just don't know how people can get up and go work out before work or after work.
So at all.
Yeah.
This guy goes to bed during Jeopardy or something.
Yeah, what time are you getting in bed for you to get up and go?
Like 10.
Yeah. All right. Well, Reagan Ledbetter's with us. He's going to join us. We got a lot to uncover with you today, Reagan. We were talking about you. Daniel wants to know a couple questions. A
couple of updates on your life.
Okay.
We heard earlier this year you didn't know how to swim. I want you to fill us in on that. We're going to build suspense. Don't reveal yet if you've learned to swim or not.
Okay.
We want to know about Kosovo.
Okay.
You went to visit our Oklahoma Guard there in Kosovo.
Yes.
Which is a stunning trip. Must have been amazing. And so we want to hear about that. But we do have business before that, and it's the Sound of Moolah.
Oh, I love this segment.
Okay. And so Reagan will be with us all hour, and we'll get through all this.
He's not going to sit down here an hour. You see how he just paused when you said all hour?
Well, you know
this
what
guy's
I'm talking
got
about.
Stuff he's got news to report on, buddy.
I get it, but
I got an interview I got to do at 10, but until then, we're good to go. So, right.
Reagan,
I'm all yours.
You don't know this, but the road to fame
runs
through the Tyga Daniel Show.
Oh. I heard you guys talking about your net worth of your podcast. Is that true?
Yeah, well, we had read Conan O'Brien got $150 million for his podcast.
You guys have got to be close.
And then we looked at ours, and it was $17.
Better than zero.
A bragging point to me is as far as globally. Now, you got to keep in mind there are millions of podcasts, but we're in the top 10% globally, which is still like hundreds of thousands, but it's still top 10%. Which I think is pretty good.
Whatever floats your boat, man.
He's super impressed.
You're not impressed by that? Top 10% globally?
It's pretty good. I mean, it could be better, but yeah. Hey, top 10% of anything is good.
I think so, too.
My bracket was not top 10%, so.
That's over, right? I'm not a big basketball guy, but yeah. March Madness is over, right?
Sports are hard. Yeah, it is.
How did the Globetrotters do this year?
Rough go.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I would have thought they
were in Tulsa
every time.
Last weekend,
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah. Did you know that this is the first time in history the women's championship got more viewers than the men's championship?
They set a record for the all-time, like, most watched basketball game in ESPN history.
Yeah, that's something, isn't it?
Why this year was it did the women get more viewers? Was it just an exciting matchup?
Caitlin Clark, the Iowa player, she's a sensation, and, like, she just drew so many eyeballs to the sport, and I think just the talent level on the women's side was so good this year, and it's been good. It's been getting better, and I think Caitlin Clark really just elevated and brought a lot of attention to it, and I think it'll keep getting better.
She's better than top 10%. She's like top 0.00000.
She's scored more points than any player in the history of men's or women's basketball.
So that's probably why. Well, Reagan Ledbetter, I'm glad we got him down here because he knows what he's talking about.
That's true, finally.
We'll get to the Sound of Moolah, and I'll do the math real quick. 7 minutes on 98.5 The Bull.
It's time to win cash with Tyga and Daniel and the Sound of Moolah on 98.5 The Bull.
That sound you just heard is worth $1,400. Let me introduce you, Tyga and Reagan Ledbetter from News on 6, to Ashley out in Sand Springs. What do you do for a living, Ashley?
I'm in HR.
HR, that stands for human resources.
Hey, you know, Daniel said he was going to get a, he's going to order a whip off Amazon. And that if I said something that he didn't like in the studio, he'd whip me with it. That's an HR violation, isn't it?
I mean, I would say it probably is.
Thank you.
Well, listen, though, it'd be a tiny whip, a work whip. A whip specifically made for the office.
By the way, I'm looking at Reagan Ledbetter. He's like, what in the world is happening?
No, I'm thinking Daniel's probably already familiar with HR, so.
No, not really. But, like, a picture of a whip, Reagan Ledbetter, that I could take and then reach over. Like, not a dangerous, not one that hurts, but, like, a, one you see at Tractor Supply that's very long and I could just. Whoop.
But those hurt.
A little, yeah.
Just enough to, like, get his attention, the little snappers?
I ain't going to hit him with no pleasure whip.
Okay.
So I want one that hurts. If it was a work whip.
Very uncomfortable.
If it was a work whip, Ashley, would that be allowed?
I'm going to have to say no.
Mm-hmm.
HR right. always says that, though.
Okay. X-nay on the whip, then. All right. Enough tomfoolery. Let's get down to business. Would you like to hear the sound one more time?
Yes.
In 3, 2, 1, I'll play it twice. Reagan Ledbetter guessed and
failed.
It was, he thought it was a door latch. That is not correct. Ashley, what is your guess, please?
I think that it is the coin return door flap on a vending machine.
Is it the coin return flap on a vending machine? Ashley, I'm sorry, it is not. Dang it. Dang
okay,
it.
Okay, thank you.
Well, that's the bad news. The good news is we add $50 to that jackpot. It was at $1,400. Ashley, what is the new total for the sound of moolah?
I lost track this morning. I don't know.
It's now worth $1,450. Imagine all the work whips you could buy with $1,450. Am I right?
That'd be a lot.
I did the math. That's infinity work whips.
Nice.
Yeah.
Ashley, do us one last favor and give us three numbers and an animal.
98.5 The Bull.
And more with Reagan Ledbetter. Reagan Ledbetter's had some life here lately. He went to Kosovo to visit our troops in Oklahoma.
Long flight, man.
I would imagine.
13 hours home.
And we want to hear more about that. Daniel's got some other questions about your personal life.
Oh, boy.
It's 98.5 The Bull. Rock girl. Good morning. It's Tiger Daniel, 98.5 The Bull, a special guest with us. You see him on television all the time. Reagan Ledbetter, quite the celebrity around Tulsa. And he's with us this morning because we want to talk about your trip to Kosovo. You went to visit our troops in Kosovo, Oklahoma troops in Kosovo. So we'll get to that a little bit later. But Daniel has other questions. About personal your personal
questions.
Life.
Yeah, personal questions about you. I was upstairs. I forget what we were talking about. I think somebody had said that Reagan and I were going to race against each other. And I was like, wouldn't be fair. I'm like 46 years old. How old are you?
28.
28. I mean, yeah. It wouldn't even be fair. But it turns out in this conversation, somehow it's revealed that you don't know how to swim.
Can't confirm.
And I got very upset. I don't, because you go to the lake and stuff.
I do.
Yeah. We're talking about buying a boat.
Yeah, we're big lake people.
Do you wear floaties?
No, we drive to a beach park and just kind of wade in the water. So I'm not like actually like in the deep water, but.
But you're on a boat sometime.
Yeah.
And I don't like that. And then I started asking other people up there at News on 6. We were asking some producers and I said, you know, this guy can't swim. And who was it said, I can't swim either.
Yeah, I'm not alone, see?
Who was that other guy that couldn't swim? I forget who it was.
But there's probably a few of them up there.
Two or three other people can't swim up there. What's happening?
What can I ask the genesis of this, Reagan? Like, did you not ever get into a pool as a kid? Or
so I grew up in Washington State, and, like, we weren't big lake people, and, like, it's colder up there. So I just didn't – I mean, I went to the pool as a kid, but never was taught how to swim, like swimming lessons. And so I never really could swim effectively.
Why am I the only one that's worried about this?
Oh, you're not. Girlfriend is, her parents, everybody. They're always like, you need to learn how to swim. I'm like, I just don't want to do it.
You're going to have to.
I know.
Tyke has a neighbor that teaches little babies how to at least float.
Have you ever seen those videos, Reagan, where they put like these children? I'm not talking about toddlers. I'm talking about babies.
To float?
And they put them in the water and they leave them alone. And these kids have got to kick and turn over and lay on their backs. And float.
Yeah, I've seen that.
It's horrifying.
Yeah.
But good stuff. They need to be doing this stuff. Maybe my neighbor Allison could teach you how to swim.
Oh, yeah. We need to do that still.
I mean, I think that would be a good, I think it would be a great story for you to do for News on 6.
Importance of learning how to swim.
I think it's critical. I mean, they say, I'm not trying to get too serious here, but you're like a loaded gun in a house is less dangerous for a child than a pool in the backyard. It's critical.
That's true.
I'm going to invent something for Reagan Ledbetter right now. Say you were to go to the lake, and maybe you're embarrassed to wear a life jacket. Maybe you're ashamed that you don't know how to swim. I can develop for you a Reagan Ledbetter swim diaper.
Okay.
You put it on as though it were a diaper.
Okay.
But it's just a life jacket thing.
Just kind of lets me float a little bit.
Swim diaper, yeah.
We could probably get a patent for that.
Yeah, I think some money. Too. Will you be the face?
I'll be the face.
Of the Tiger Daniel Reagan Ledbetter swim diaper.
You do behind the scenes stuff. Right. 70-30 split.
Okay, right. I agree.
Make some money.
That works.
Is it because you don't want to swim because you don't want to take your shirt off in front of people?
I'm cool with that.
Look at the smile on his face. Oh, yeah, of course I do. Of course. That's why he would wear the swim diaper so it doesn't cover up his chest and everything. So he can wear like a swim saddle.
It's a... Instead of a life vest on your chest, it's just a life fanny.
I have no problem wearing a life jacket if I need to.
You have to on a boat, man.
Yeah, but we do have a new baby in the family, and she's probably going to learn how to swim before me. I don't have a baby.
Why don't you and the baby learn how to swim together?
That's kind of the plan.
Is she in Tulsa?
Yep.
Oh, that would be so awesome.
That together, that is a story right there. Tig and I want to be executive producers on this, where you and this little baby are learning to swim. This is going to get an Emmy.
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to do it? Let's all agree to do it right now.
I'm getting a lot of pressure, yes.
From who?
Girlfriend's family.
But I'm talking about this story of you and the adorable babies learning to swim together.
I think it'd be must-watch TV.
I think so, too. Who's not going to watch that?
Yeah.
We're going to call it Learning Together.
28-year-old news anchor learns how to swim with the baby.
Listen.
And it's your family. You'll never forget that experience.
We're going to make it happen.
Yeah.
Kentek, will you make Tig and I executive producers of this segment?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay.
It's going to happen, man. This would be the most watched thing on News on 6. I'm telling you.
Reagan Ledbetter is going to learn to swim with his niece.
Yes.
I don't see anybody not watching that.
Same here.
You know what I'm saying?
I'd watch it.
You're going to be doing it, so you won't be able to watch.
I can watch it back.
We'll be filming you.
That's actually an awesome story idea. So look at that. Reagan Ledbetter, Daniel, helping your career.
I appreciate it, man.
You're always
looking out for me.
I really am.
Yeah, he's so selfless.
I'm the wind beneath Tulsa's wings and the wind beneath Reagan Ledbetter's wings.
I'm saying, though, if I learn how to swim, I need you to kind of go on a run with me.
He's wanting to make fun of me because I can't run 26 miles. Mm-hmm.
Point two.
I can't run 26.2. I can't run 2.2 miles.
It's not that bad. You got to put the headphones in, turn on a podcast, turn on the Tig and Daniel podcast.
That's better. Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Well, Reagan Ledbetter, very cool. Sounds like we got some stuff cooked up for him. And also, we want to hear about your trip to Kosovo. You went to visit with Craig Day, the troops that serve from Oklahoma that are in Kosovo, and you went and met with those guys.
Yeah, we did. So Craig had been working on this for a while. The Oklahoma Army National Guard was deployed to Kosovo in January, and they're there until the fall. They're part of an assault helicopter battalion. There's about 50 Oklahomans that are over there serving to keep the peace in Kosovo, because Kosovo broke away from Serbia back in 2008, and ever since a NATO peacekeeping force has been there to maintain the peace, protect the people of Kosovo. So Craig and I went over there to tell the stories of the Oklahomans that are serving there. And what they do, the group that we met with, they actually brought two Black Hawk helicopters from Oklahoma to Kosovo on a big cargo plane. And they're using those helicopters to train other military units. Like when we were there, they were training the Hungarian military on fast load training, where they were loading them on the helicopter, doing a circle, and then coming back and offloading. And
so when we come back, we want to hear, I got a bunch of questions about this whole thing.
I'm ready for it.
Is that ready?
I'm ready.
I just want to also hear what Kosovo's like itself. And
cool experience.
All that kind of stuff. All right, moments away with Reagan Ledbetter. This is 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Dan on Reagan Ledbetter, who are serving in Kosovo, which went through a horrible war, I think, at the end of the 90s, and then they broke away. It was from Serbia, right? In 2008. Mm-hmm. And so to maintain peace, the United States is involved with NATO over there, and that's what our boys are doing from Oklahoma. Is that right?
Yeah, there's about 50 Oklahomans that are over there, and they're part of an assault helicopter battalion. Basically, two Blackhawks were brought from Oklahoma to Kosovo, and our troops are over there doing a lot of training. When we were there, we observed a training where the troops, Oklahoma troops, the flight crew, was training the Hungarian military on loading and offloading a Black Hawk helicopter. And so they're just, yeah, basically that's what the crew over there is doing. Again, about 50 Oklahomans are there right now till the fall.
A lot of people knew that you were over there, and on Facebook, families were asking you to say hello to their family members, maybe get them on camera and things like that.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. Yeah, we were over there and posted on social media that we were there and that we were heading there and posting pictures. And we actually had family members messaging us on Facebook saying, hey, my husband is a captain. He's over there. You should interview him or meet with him. And here's his number. And so we are able to, like, connect with these guys before and women before. And when we got to the base to interview them, it was kind of cool to be able to, like, shoot videos and post of messages to their family back home.
I'm sure they listen on the base. I'm sure they listen to country music. Do the Kosovosans also listen to country music over
here? I didn't hear a country song for a week.
Oh, no.
Not a single one.
It's another market we need to infiltrate.
Fun fact, though, Pristina, Kosovo is the hometown of Dua Lipa.
Oh, yeah, pop star.
Not country. Yeah. But, and so they care more about Dua Lipa than Taylor Swift over there.
Really?
Which was shocking. I was like,
wow, that does surprise me too.
Is Taylor Swift buzzing here? And they were like, no, not really.
Now, when you and Craig Day go to the base, is it kind of like they all get together and sit down and watch you guys, almost like Bob Hope used to entertain the troops? Do you and Craig get up and do a show, maybe some singing, or just reporting?
They did the show, yeah. Okay. We were there just observing and shooting video and interviewing them and everything like that. Got to actually go to two different bases, which was kind of cool. Yeah, and it was fun.
When you meet the troops from Oklahoma over there, are they missing home right now, or how are they feeling?
Yeah, they are. One of the guys we met, he's got a little boy at home, and his wife's pregnant, having another boy this summer. And so he's like, man, it's tough. I kind of get to watch my kids grow up over FaceTime. But at the same time, they're all very proud to be serving the country, but even more importantly, Oklahoma, and representing Oklahoma. And I think there's a lot of pride there to be over there. So they'll be there till the fall. So about an 8-9 month deployment.
You had revealed you weren't sure where Kosovo was even on a map. I must admit, I don't know where it is on a map either. You said it's kind of close to Greece?
Yeah, so if you go about two countries north of Greece, that's where Kosovo's at. It's just to the west of Turkey and to the east of Italy. It's kind of tucked in a little pocket in Eastern Europe. Only about 400,000 people in the whole country, which is not very much.
So, like, a beautiful country, or is it a little scary?
Beautiful.
Really?
Man, actually, 1.1 million people in the country. Sorry. No, beautiful. There was mountains. There was snow on the peaks. I guess skiing's a big deal there. It was overcast for a couple days, but when the sun came out, I mean, it kind of looks like Oklahoma with a mountain. I mean, it was a lot of farmland, and it was cool.
It's Reagan Ledbetter's with us. He went to Kosovo to visit our troops from Oklahoma. I saw one of the videos, and there was a flight student or a somebody who was going to OSU that was over there that has ambition to be a pilot.
Yeah, Specialist Childers. He's an OSU student, took a break from his studies to go serve his country, serve Oklahoma. And his goal is to be on a Black Hawk one day. But right now he works as an electrician on the Black Hawks. And so he does, like, kind of a mechanical work and stuff like that. But he was just so proud to be there. He loved it. And he said it was an honor to be over there serving.
Very cool. And so, As this continues, you have another special that airs tonight. You've kind of broken it up into different parts. I've seen some earlier stories, and it continues tonight. Your trip to Kosovo to visit our Oklahoma troops, it airs at 6 o'clock?
6 o'clock tonight. The first episode aired last night at 6 o'clock, which is kind of the mission, the why Oklahoma's there. Tonight is more about what it means for these soldiers to serve and what they miss about back home. And then tomorrow night stories, one of my favorites. We actually met a guy who had lived, he's from Kosovo, and then actually as an exchange student moved to Oklahoma for 28 years.
Wow.
We just found him out of 400,000 people in the capital city, and then ended up moving back to Kosovo last summer. And so we got the full perspective of what it means for Oklahomans to be there serving.
Very cool stuff, and what a journey, and what a Cool thing for you to do for work, too.
A lot of flight time. Yeah. Yep. Took about 13 hours for us to get home, but got to see some places I've never seen before and probably never will see again. But Kosovo is a very underrated place. I would probably go back and visit again.
Yeah, you said it was economical, too. You can get a steak for like $14.
Yeah, the filet was $14 a person.
Well, he said a meat platter was like $10.
4 euros, so about $5. Yeah, they give you sausage, sausage patty, sausage links. I mean, that's meat and bread is the options in Kosovo.
And they were cool with, you know, some countries, just to wrap it up here, you know, you wonder how they would feel about Americans. Are they're very welcoming there.
Very welcoming. I think they realized when Craig and I were out and about at restaurants or lounges, they knew we were Americans, and they were very thankful. And we told them we're from Oklahoma. They knew where Oklahoma was. They loved the Thunder.
One more question. How was the language barrier?
They speak English pretty well. They speak Albanian, basically, but for the most part, you could kind of... Craig was using Google Translate quite a bit for certain questions, but all the menus are in Albanian, so it's hard to understand what it is. We had to kind of Google Translate, but it wasn't bad.
People in pretty good shape over there?
Yeah, a lot of walking. A lot of walking. And yeah, all the guys have the same haircut. Like, there's barbershops everywhere because hair is a very important thing there.
Status symbol.
They all get the same shaved sides and a little short on top.
Oh. Very cool. So we'll learn much more about this and what our men and women from Oklahoma are doing in Kosovo right now with the United States military in conjunction with NATO. Tonight at 6 on News on 6, Reagan Ledbetter. Have a great day.
Thank you.
See you soon.
Thank you, gentlemen. All right. Pleasure to be here.
It's the Bull.